President Obama says the latest jobs report from the Labor Department is a step in the right direction. The president made his comments this morning at Dobbins Elementary School in Poland, Ohio, as he continues his campaign bus tour in Ohio and Pennsylvania. The president says the nation has created 4.4 million private sector jobs during the past 28 months, and voters this fall need to help break a stalemate in Congress that's preventing stronger job growth.
I want to get back to a time when middle-class families and those working to get into the middle class have some basic security. That's our goal. So we've got to grow the economy even faster, and we've got to put even more people back to work.
The Labor Department says U.S. employers added 80,000 jobs in June, a third straight month of weak hiring. Job creation for the year to date is trailing last year's pace. The report shows state and local governments continued to shed jobs. White House economic advisor Alan Krueger says those losses reinforce the case for the president's proposals to end tax breaks for certain businesses and use the revenue to help state and local governments avoid layoffs. Republican presidential candidate Mitt Romney says the numbers show his policies of tax cuts for wealthy individuals and corporations would work better than those of the president.
His policies have not worked, and that's just not a short period of time. That's over a four-year period of time, almost. The evidence is in again and again and again.
Romney spoke for 10 minutes today and took five questions from reporters in New Hampshire, where he is vacationing.